Good evening. Let me just stop the recording. We spoke last time about Avadim Ayinu. We go on in the Haggadah. And the Haggadah begins the underlying part of the text here. Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. Baruch Shenatan Torah La'amo Yisrael Baruch Hu. Well, this is like an introduction that would be good for any kind of learning Torah that we might do. But let's look at the words. Baruch HaMakom. It's very common for us to call Hashem Baruch. Every bracha begins Baruch Ata Hashem. Baruch Ata. You, Hashem, are equal to Baruch. In other words, the fact that bracha, the blessing, the source of all blessing is Hashem. We can call everything that Hashem does is blessing. We can call him or turn to him and say, Baruch. Baruch, a passive. It is always that way. The second word in this introduction is Hamakom. This is something that we learned about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have a Makom which is designated as the place of God. In spite of the fact that we all agree that God is every place, Hashem wants us to say that God is some place, and that place is the Beit HaMikdash, the Mishkan. So Baruch HaMakom is like an awareness that we have about the relationship. That when I took to when I look towards Hashem, I look towards Baruch HaMakom. That's what I have. That's what I can grab onto. And so I can then say Baruch Hu. Baruch Shenatan Torah Amo Yisrael, Baruch Hu. In other words, the fact that God gave us the Torah means that receiving the Torah is itself a bracha. It's a bracha. So I have to look into it. I have to study it. I have to try to derive from it what I may. Because only then am I able to receive the bracha. Only then. Excuse me. Shira, I'm starting to teach. Anil Okay. Bye bye. Look again. Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu is an introduction. Instead of saying Baruch Atah Hashem, which is kind of the agreed upon nusach for comparing Hashem to bracha, we say Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, which might be an earlier way or a different way of saying the same thing. And then we say Baruch Shenatan Torah Le'amo Yisrael Baruch Hu, which means, right, the receiving of the Torah. The receiving of the Torah is bracha, and learning the Torah is the use of the bracha. And so, in this context, this introduction, which might be a good introduction for all Talmud Torah in the world, again, Keneged Arba'a Banim Dibra Torah. So the Torah is now, the Haggadah is now going to act upon this understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to use the bracha, to be involved with the bracha being Torah, right? We receive the Torah, we're going to be involved with the Torah. So we come to a conclusion, that in the context of Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim, in the context of answering the four questions that were asked by the children at the Seder, in that context, we should answer the questions with what looks like Talmud Torah. So we start off and we say, Keneged Arba'a Banim Dibra Torah. Now, you don't know exactly what that means, but we understand that if there are four psukim that talk about teaching the Banim on Pesach, then Those four psukim, if we understand them correctly, are divisible. They're not each of them talking about the same thing, repeating again and again and again. Whether there are four sources, the four sources should be four somewhat different applications of the problem. So, that's the result that Chazal came up with. That in fact, when you talk about the fathers teaching the children then again are divisible. There are different kinds of children, something which is not a remarkable conclusion for an educator. Everybody understands that teaching more than one student at a time is trying because they are different from each other and they demand different kinds of attention. Nevertheless, so we know Kedeged Arba Banim Dibrat Torah, but we don't know who these Arba Eben Banim are until we are told. Echad Chacham, Vechad Rasha, Echad Tam, Vechad Sheno Yedei Lishol. These are the four sons. One is a Chacham, a wise son. One is a wicked son, Rasha. And then one is kind of Tam, Tam meaning it doesn't really understand what is going on, or it's naive about things. That somebody who just doesn't understand really what is going on, he can't ask a question. So the Gemara goes on, the Haggadah goes on to clarify, and says, Chacham, mah omer? How do I know which of the psukim in the Torah applies to which of the sons that we mentioned? Chacham mah omer? Which one is the Chacham? Which one is the Chacham that is related to in the Torah? The Pasuk says, Ma'idot v'chukim ha'mishmatim asher tzivah Hashem Elokeinu etchem, ma? And then he speaks, he says, there are Ha'idot, then there are chukim, and there are mishmatim. Well, that's pretty clever. Anybody who knows the distinction between these different kinds of charges that the Torah gives us, keep the Ha'idot, keep the chukim, keep the mishmatim, asher tzivah Hashem Elokeinu etchem, Etchem. Okay, later on we have Etchem as being problematic that God has commanded you to do. Why did he say you? He should have said us. Okay, we'll get back to it. So what this clever son who knows about Edot and Chukim and Mishpatim and wants to just straighten things out, you have to tell him something about Hilchot HaPesach. Something he doesn't know, I guess. So what halacha do we tell him? Ein maftir b'char Pesach afikoman. That after you eat the korban Pesach, the meat of the korban Pesach, you can't eat it afikoman. Afikoman obviously is not a Hebrew word, it's not an Aramaic word. It's a word that stands on its own, and it probably means what we call a dessert, but you shouldn't eat. There are foods that you eat after you eat. You know, like I always imagine that this was one of the remarkable achievements of the Jewish people, but it turns out that a lot of people are that way. You know, there's food that you eat before you eat, appetizers, and there's food that you eat after you eat, called dessert, and there's also food that you eat. But in any event, the halacha is, Ein maftir nachar Pesach afikoman. You don't have dessert after you eat the meat of the Korban Pesach. Okay, fine. So let's look at the Pasuk. This is a Pasuk in Dvarim. If you look at the second page, here we are. Okay, here it is. Ki shelcha bincha machar lemor. Exactly a quote. מה העדות, החוקים, המשפטים, אשר ציווה השם אלוקינו אתכם? Then the pasuk says, "Ve'amart levincha," you will respond, "Amart levincha." Avadim ayinu leparu b'Mitzrayim. That's Rav. Remember the Gemara, the first of the answers of the questions of. So this is an answer. My avadim ayinu leparu b'Mitzrayim yitzedu Hashem Mitzrayim yad chazakah. So what is it that we have to remember? We have to remember Avadim Ayinu L'Paro Mitzrayim, or V'yotzeinu Hashem Mitzrayim B'yad Chazakah. V'yitein Hashem Otot Moftim Gedolim V'ra'im B'Mitzrayim. And God effected many miracles, wonders in Mitzrayim, B'faro B'chol Beito La'ineinu. And we were standing there when this happened. All of these Makot against Mitzrayim. Well, Tanu, see, Mishan, the man of Yotanu, the Aretz Hashem Nishba Labotenu, and God took us out of Mitzrayim in order to fulfill the promise, the Aretz Hashem Nishba Labotenu, he swore would be given to our forefathers. Let me just clean this mess that I made. So let's look at these psukim again. Ki yishalcha bincha machar lemor, pasuk goes on to say, if your son asks you, when your son asks you, machar, Rashi says, machar means now. It doesn't mean sometime in the future. It means, well, machar starts right now. Three tough words, but they all refer to the halachic system, which God has commanded us of at Har Sinai. So that's the question. What exactly the question is, we have to think about that. And you will say to your son, you will respond, so it's something, we tell the story, and the story is supposed to include Biyad Chazakah, a description of the miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made in Mitzrayim. Vayitein Hashem ototum oftim, miracles and wonders, gidolim, great ones, ra'im, terrible ones, b'Mitzrayim, Bifaro, Bichol, Beitol, Leidenu. This is the story that we're supposed to tell. That's what it says in the pasuk. Tell the story about the wonders, about the miracles, about the affliction that was done to Mitzrayim. Bichol, Beitol, Leidenu. Voltanu, Hotzi, Misham. And God took us out of there. Lema'an. Havi, Otanu, Teit, Lanu, La'arz, Hashanish, Ba'alav, Teidu. That's what the Ben HaChacham says. What is all of this? The Ben HaChacham says. Oh, but you got to make a question out of it that's deserving of the Ben HaChacham. So Ben HaChacham against his Mahaidut. What's the answer? V'amarta levad nechbincha. Avadim ayinu. V'yotziyanu Hashem Mitzrayim b'yad chazaka. So the story is about Yad Chazaka. V'yitein otot moftim gidolim v'raim b'mitzrayim. All true. V'otanu hotzi misham. The man havi otani took us out of Mitzrayim in order to bring us to Eretz Canaan. So, over 1,000 years passed, I think, before. Before we made this addition to the Haggadah, we received it in before Manishtana, there's an addition that starts Holachma Anya. Holachma Anya. Three sentences written in Aramaic, Aramaic is the, as I mentioned, Aramaic is the lingua franca of the world in those days. The days that those words were written, it was people spoke Aramaic. They didn't speak Hebrew. I mean, they did a little bit. The knowledgeable people spoke Hebrew in learning. It was a language of learning. So there was an add-on, because most of the parts of the Haggadah, or some of the parts of the Haggadah, are written in the Mishnah. When they're written in the Mishnah, they're written in Hebrew, because the Mishnah was either done by people who spoke only Hebrew, or by people who spoke Hebrew at least when they were learning. I mean, they may have spoken Aramaic as well, but the Hebrew was dominant in Eretz Israel. So Halach Ma'anya is an add-on to the Haggadah, which took place sometime later in Babel, where the Jews were faced with the existential idea that somehow there was no Yitzhak Mitzrayim. It didn't happen because they were enslaved in Babylonia to the Babylonians. And that became in turn enslaved to the Persians. And so Yitzhak Mitzrayim became problematic. Problematic. And so what does it say this week? We made this add-on. This is Lechem Oni. The matzah is called in Halacha, in the Gemara, is also called Lechem Oni. Lechem Oni, the bread of the afflicted, of the impoverished, of the people who have no... It's true. But that's not why they ate matzah when they left Mitzrayim. They didn't have time. Halach Ma'anya is a secondary interpretation which kind of moves to the front of the Haggadah, and it says, Halach Ma'anya de'achalu avotano ba'arba be'Mitzrayim. We ate poor bread when we left Mitzrayim, or at the time we left Mitzrayim, and we want to emphasize that in terms of what we're eating today at the Seder. We ate the Lechem Oni when we left Mitzrayim. Sentence number two. And therefore we say, all those who are hungry, dichfin, yetei, they should come and they should eat v'yechol. We turn this into a meal of, under the general category of tzedakah. Kol detzarich yetei v'yifsach, whoever needs should come and have the Pesach meal with us. So lechem oni stresses the aspect of our state in Mitzrayim, not Yitziat Mitzrayim. We were in a terrible state in Mitzrayim, and therefore we want to emphasize the positive result by giving to others. Kol dichfin, kol ditzorich, we're going to give to others. Hashata hocha, I'm sorry, hashata hocha. Continuation, the Aramaic. Hashat HaHacharam is here now. Lishona haba ba'ara de Yisrael. We hope, we pray, we think there's some way to daven us to get to Eretz Yisrael. What's that going to do with Yitzhak Mitzrayim? Moshe Rabbeinu was taking us to Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu did take us to Eretz Yisrael. Although Moshe Rabbeinu himself didn't go into the land, but he brought us there. He brought us to the Jordan River. We were on our way. The Shana Haba'a Ba'ara the Israel means we didn't get there. We're in Bavel. I mean, what difference does it make? What difference does it make if it's the exile number one or exile number two? But exile number one, Mitzrayim, was supposed to end with a glorious stay in Eretz Canaan. Instead, in Eretz Canaan, we had ongoing wars, ongoing idolatry, a denial of the authority of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ashata Hacha, now we are here, but we still hope. That's what's left from all of Yitziat Mitzrayim. Lishana Haba Ara di Yisrael, next year, we hope for Ara di Yisrael. And even though it was looking pretty good during the previous years, things looked a little shaky. We can't get it together. We can't get a single idea to work for us, right? All of us. The final statement is Hashata Avdei Lishona Haba B'nei Chorin. This is a very pregnant statement. Hashata Avdei. I mean, however you define the evil of Avdei. You know, we all know about Uncle Tom's Cabin. We all know that you could be a slave and kind of be pleased with the slavery that you have. You could have a situation where slavery is not quite as oppressive as it might seem. But imagine the people who could say about themselves in Babylonia, Hashata Avdei. Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. And right after that, we say, as we said before, Avadim Hayinu Leparo v'Mitzrayim. We're going to tell a story. But Halach Ma'anya is a challenge to the story. It says, after all, Hashata Avdei. Hashata. Hashata is not the time of Yitziat Mitzrayim. Then they were freed. Hashata Avdei in Bavel. In the place where the Talmud Bavli was being written, composed, compiled, put together, Hashata Avdei, we say. But we hope, Lashana Haba B'nei Chorin, how are we going to get there? How are we going to get to Hashana Haba B'nei Chorin? It's not clear. It's not clear, but this is not a footnote. This is a preface. It's printed in the Haggadah. Nobody got up and said, take it out, don't put it in. It's not what we want to hear. It's not what we want to say. Halach Ma'anya is a statement about Yitziat Mitzrayim, and it's a statement of how we are to accept the idea of freedom in our day. And it makes the interesting comparison between being in the wrong place. Remember we said Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, that there is a place that God desires, and if there's a place that God desires, that place must be what we desire. I mean, there won't be a place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yerushalayim, in the Beit HaMikdash, there's nobody there. So the fact that God wants a place means Ashata Abdei Lishana Abba B'nei Chorin. Now B'nei Chorin doesn't mean that you make a lot of money and you have a big house. B'nei Chorin is that your analysis of yourself implies freedom, the way you think about yourself. So in Bavel, we don't know that the Jews were poorly affected in Bavel. I mean, after all, they had the opportunity to put together the Babylonian Talmud, which I find today, 2,000 years later, difficult an enterprise to study. Okay, not just the people who made the Babylonian Talmud, it was also the people who commented about it, but they're all part of it. They're all part of it. So the freedom from Mitzrayim, the only thing I see as being the equivalent of the ultimate freedom, like what was the freedom that was continued? That we can say, Lishana Haba'a, B'nei Chorin. That we know the difference. We can tell that story. The story about how it was in Mitzrayim, how terrible it was. How we were religiously oppressed. We weren't able to think for ourselves. We weren't able to think in terms of Avram Avinu and Yitzhak and Yaakov. And what did they know and what understanding did they come to? We can't do it. We can't do it. Hashta Avdei. We're enslaved to a set of ideas that we can't break through. But Lashon, because if we could break through, we don't go to Eretz Yisrael. I mean, that was the argument of the Ramban. Ramban said it's clear. Everybody should be in Eretz Yisrael, going to Eretz Yisrael, part of Eretz Yisrael. Everybody should be there. But for that, you need B'nai Chorin. You have to be able to understand that some things are of singular importance and other things are not. The Ramban said this is how he understood it. He understood that you have to go to Eretz Yisrael. So the continuation of Holach Ma'anya, the answer to the question, is Avodim Hayinu, the power of Mitzrayim. Avodim Hayinu, the power of Mitzrayim, Vayitziyenu Hashem Lekeinu Misham. Are you following? Do I have to underline? Yeah. It means Vayitziyenu. God took us out. What was it? We didn't just escape. We didn't just run away. We understood that it was God who was taking us out of Mitzrayim. So we understood there was all kinds of things that God was concerned about Am Yisrael, that Am Yisrael had to understand that it was God that was affecting their exit from Mitzrayim. Ilu lo hotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu et avotenu Mitzrayim, arei anu b'neinu b'nei b'neinu b'shubanim ayu l'par Mitzrayim. So what does that mean? If God had not taken us out of Mitzrayim, we would now be in enslaved to God in Mitzrayim. What does that mean? We would be enslaved? Slavery is a state of mind. It says, I can't change the situation. It's not about good and bad. It's about what power you have in your hand to create your own situation. If God had not taken us out of Mitzrayim, we would remain enslaved. It wouldn't matter if the Egyptians would disappear as they did. They disappeared. Okay, so what difference does it make? But if our mental state was that we couldn't recreate ourselves in any event, which I think that it's obvious that the Jewish people were able to do. I don't know if obvious is the right word, but they thought about themselves wherever they were. They were kicked out of Eretz Yisrael, they were in Bavel, and then from Bavel they went to North Africa, from North Africa to Spain, and from Spain to moving east, right, towards the Slavic states. Every place the Jews left, they left a roshem, they left an impression. They kept studying to understand what their situation was. They came to the point where they could say, Hashata Avde. We're slaves, but we're not those kind of slaves that have nothing to think about, nothing in the future. We're the other kind of slaves, the slaves that have a plan, that know that there is Lashana Haba. Not that we're going to escape. We're not on that level of making our own future. But Hashata Avde, now we have a situation which can be described as avdut, as slavery, but Lashana Haba, we remember that there's a promise that God made to take us out of Mitzrayim and to give us freedom, and that promise still continues to exist. So Vayotzienu, underline, Hashem Elokeinu Mishal B'yadachas Kadosh Baruch Hu, that God took us out of Mitzrayim with a powerful stance. Our children, our grandchildren would be enslaved to Parav Israel to this very day. We'll not be able to get out of it. We'll be able to leave the formal side of slavery, but we won't be able to free ourselves. Okay, we won't be able to free ourselves. I want you to know that this answer of Avodim Hayinu, the answer of Rav in the Mishnah or the Gemara, based on the statement in the Mishnah that you have to, that story has to tell about a transference. Matchil b'gnut u'misayim b'shvach. You start out saying something negative and you end up with a great positive. In other words, Yitziat Mitzrayim is about a change that took place in Am Yisrael, not just the physical change where you like sort of have to go back to the land of Goshen every night and go to sleep, where you're going to go in the desert on your own, by yourself, get the Torah at Har Sinai. But that God did it in a way that you can recognize, that you understand. That's Yad Chazakah Zeron Netuyah. I say, oh, it's got to be God. Can't be anything else. God had not done it, meaning if we had left Mitzrayim without God making it possible, obviously, we needed something. We needed a way of gaining freedom. It wasn't just local, a location. We needed something. Now, I want to know, there's one other line added on in the Haggadah, which says, Ilu lo hotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just a second, I'll underline that. There it is. Ilu lo hotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If God had not done that, what do you mean if God had not done that? If we had left Mitzrayim on our own, if somebody gave us tickets to go to Sinai, in the next train, and we just left, he says, so we would never, psychologically, we would remain as we were, unable to determine our own future, unable to grab on to the opportunities that Yitzhak Mitzrayim presented for us. So the Haggadah seems to say, even if we are people where it seems perhaps that we don't need all of this, we don't need this Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim, because we are scholars, we are Talmudists, we learn Torah all the time. Kulanu yodim et haTorah. The Haggadah says, Mitzvah aleinu lesaper b'Yitziat Mitzrayim. We still have a mitzvah to tell us the story of Yitziat Mitzrayim. Bekol ha'marveh lesaper b'Yitziat Mitzrayim reizim meshubach. And that means that there's no end to it. No end to it. His history has a beginning and an end. Right? We talked last time about the beginning. Where does the story start? But now I can tell you that the Haggadah is relating to the question, where does the story end? And since the story is talking about an essential change in Am Yisrael, a change in the people involved, and the ability to absorb an idea which stays with you in spite of the obvious difficulties. Hashata Avdei, Lashata Abba B'nei Charin, that was we're in Babylonia, the Babylonians have a king, everybody, we all know who's in charge, and it's not us. But we know that you could think that the promise has been abrogated somehow, that God has decided that the promise is not effective, does not, cannot be maintained, cannot be retained. No. Kol ha-marbe l'saper v'yitziat Mitzrayim hazeh zeh mishubach. What's marbe? How much can you be marbe to tell the story that you know? The story that is told quite obviously in the Torah itself. What are you going to tell? Well, there's this whole story of l'shona habah b'nei charin. Isn't that a story? Isn't that a story that in spite of the fact that we are not on our own, we could still tell the story? We can tell the story. The story has meaning. Even though we are tied up to our own history. But we believe in Yitziat Mitzrayim. We believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be in Eretz Yisrael. We believe that B'nei Chorin is our future. We want to be free, whatever that might mean. We want to be free. So the Haggadah says, Ilu kulanu chachamim, we all smart. Gulanu Nivonim, we're all able to think things through. Gulanu Zkeinim, we're all part of the community of elders. Gulanu Yodim et Torah. Imagine, we all know the Torah, we all know the Psukim, we all know the Parashiyot and Shemot. Baal Peh, Shemot, Vayera, Bov, Shalach, Yisro, Mishpotim, all of that. Yitziat Mitzrayim, Kabbalat Torah, Rad Mitzvah, Aleinu Saber Mitzvah Mitzrayim. No one could say, why should I do it? Why should I tell the story? I've told the story for years and years. I know the story perfectly. Kulanu Yodim Et HaTorah, Mitzvah Aleinu Saber Mitzvah Mitzrayim. The mitzvah is unadulterated. No change. The mitzvah of Sikul Yitzchad Mitzrayim still exists. Not only that, Kol HaMarbe, anyone who adds on to the Siva Yitzchad Mitzrayim, Areza Vishubach. What do you mean, Kol HaMarbe? You say what it says. You have a Haggadah. Everybody has a Haggadah. It's a little bit long, Haggadah, but we can get through it. What is Marbe? What Marbe can you have beyond what the Torah says? So the answer is that Marva is the statement that there is no end to the story. The story goes on. It was not a story that happened in Mitzrayim and came to an end. It's a story about the transmission or the trans-something of the Jewish people into the people of Eretz Kanaan. A marvel is a baby. It seems Mitzrayim is about what hasn't happened yet, what is on its way. It might be the story of the modern state of Israel. It might be. But telling the story is what makes the reality. It's backwards. It's not the story about what happened, but it's the story about what will happen. And the story about what will happen is also part of the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And we see it all in those three sentences of Holach Ma'anya. Right now, we're in a holding position. We're in a Lach Ma'anya. We have to produce, we have to prove that we are in some way deserving of divine concern. Lach Ma'anya de'achalu avatana. What do I pick out of the story in the past that I can apply to the future? Here is the lechem oni, the bread of the affliction, of the afflicted, of the affliction. Whoever is hungry should come and eat. Was this a problem of Yitziat Mitzrayim? Yes, so they ate matzah instead of having sweet challah. He says, "Kol dichvin yeitevi yechal." Everybody who is hungry, kol dichich yeitevi yevsal. That means we are a nation. We have something to do with each other. We are committed to the social aspects of one nationhood. When I say kol dichvin yeitevi yechal, I can't determine who's going to show up. When I say kol dichvin yeitevi yevsach, I don't know who they are. Who they are who are going to eat from my Pesach meal. I don't know. So the secret, or a secret, I wouldn't say the secret, a secret of the story, telling the story of Yitziat Mitzrayim, is that it's a story that has never ended. It's a story that can be told even in the darkest diaspora. And it's a story that has to be told, because that's the point of the story. The story is, Kol HaMarbe Misaper b'yitzias Mitzrayim areza mishubach. And Marba means to keep telling the story, even though the story seems to be contradicted by reality. But that's exactly the point of Holach Ma'anya, that even in the reality that we live with, there is Yitziat Mitzrayim. And that's the story that we're obliged to tell. And that's the story that we tell our children. Because after all, the children have to carry it out. They have to act out the story. They have to be part of it. It's not like a mitzvah that I have to do, but it's a mitzvah that I have to convince my children that they have to do. And that children are the ones who have to understand that Lashana Habab and Echorin and Lashana Habab Arad Yisrael, those are, that's the continuation of the story that started with Yitzhak Mitzrayim, which continued to this day. I wish everybody who's here Chag Hashem, Sameach, all the best. Remember on Pesach, if you have a shayla, you ask. That's what the rabbis are for. They answer those kinds of shaylas. All the best. Be well.
Rabbi.
Chag Sameach. Thank you. Thank you. Shabbat Shalom.